This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi today. The Chief of Defence Staff, Anil Chauhan, and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to foreign ministers of Greece, Cyprus, Panama, Somalia, Slovenia and Guyana and discussed the Pahalgam terrorist attack. During his talks with the Greece Foreign Minister George Gerapetritis, Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded country's strong stance against cross-border terrorism. He thanked foreign ministers of Cyprus and Panama for their call of support and solidarity in the face of the cross-border terrorist attack at Pahalgam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the YUGM conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said the government's endeavour is to empower the youth with skills that make them self-reliant and position India as a global innovation hub. He said the government is modernising the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. The Prime Minister said the centre is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country through One Nation, One Subscription initiative. He said today's students pursuing higher education have easy access to world-class research journals. Mr. Modi stressed the importance of strengthening India's research ecosystem to achieve national goals.
हमने विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य के लिए अगले 25 वर्षों की समय सीमा तय की है. हमारे पास समय सीमित है, लक्ष्य बड़े हैं. ये मैं वर्तमान स्थिति के लिए नहीं कह रहा हूं, और इसलिए ये जरूरी है कि हमारे आइडिया की प्रोटोटाइप से प्रोडक्ट तक की यात्रा भी कम से कम समय में पूरी हो. जब हम लैब से मार्केट तक की दूरी को कम कर देते हैं तो रिसर्च के परिणाम लोगों तक तेजी से पहुंचने लगते.
The Supreme Court has directed the CBI to conduct a preliminary inquiry into a nexus between builders and banks in projects in Delhi, the National Capital Region, Mumbai, Chandigarh, Mohali and Kolkata. During a hearing today, an apex court directed the CBI to register 7 preliminary inquiries and set up a special investigation team, SIT. One of the companies against which a preliminary inquiry will be registered is Supertech Limited. The Supreme Court will monitor the case and hear it every month. For the NCR, the Apex Court ordered the probe into the real estate projects of Supertech Limited. The court also asked the CBI to submit an interim status report. The Delhi Cabinet today approved a draft bill to regulate fees in private and government schools in the national capital. The decision was made in response to growing frustration among parents over exorbitant hikes in school fees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the Delhi government has made a historic decision to bring relief to the people, especially students and their parents. Our correspondent reports that once this bill is tabled and passed in the Delhi Assembly, it will become law and enforce regulations on the fee structures of private and government schools. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal Party has retained power in the country's general election. Opposition leader Pierre Poilievre conceded defeat after failing to bring an end to the dominance of the Liberal Party. However, Canada is still counting votes, with Liberal Party leading in 168 seats, while it needs to win 172 out of 343 seats in the House of Commons to form a majority government. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 205 runs against hosts Delhi Capitals at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi tonight. Put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders posted 204 for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Tomorrow, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Punjab Kings at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.